different things. I've never heard anything quite like that, and it's wonderful, as you can tell, a lot of people like that. So how did you come about the way you're playing now? I mean, what got you into the banjo and what got your style started?
I don't know. I guess I started off, my grandfather.
Can you hear him all right?
I don't know. I should have been kind of bashful.
I figured that out.
I don't know. I always feel uncomfortable having all these things right in my mouth. But, I don't know. I guess I like music. And my grandfather used to play some good music, and I'd pluck on his fiddle a little bit, or he taught me to play a little bit of guitar, and that's how I started playing any kind of music. And then eventually, he always said, I don't know what instrument I feel I'm stronger at. I think I play fiddle a little bit more than I play other things, but at one point I did pick up a banjo, and I picked up a tenor banjo, and that was the first banjo that I owned, was a tenor banjo, and I would play sometimes in different tunings, but been playing it a lot more, just the regular tuning in fourths.
I'm going to ask you a question, because I notice your banjo is not the typical banjo that a person would see at this festival. It has no brand name on it.
It's a K.
Okay, K would be the cheapest type of banjo.
It's probably a $4 banjo.
Yeah, they used to cost $30 in the old days. If you couldn't afford a new one, like that might cost
$80. Yeah.
So, and I noticed it doesn't even have a geared fifth peg, which is a modern convenience.
Well, none of these are geared.
All ungeared pegs, so you got to really work a little harder to keep it in tune. The three-finger style is often played with finger picks, but you elected to play without picks.
Well, I mean, I don't. I think the banjo originally, at least the five-string banjo, is an urban instrument that was often played with three fingers, and playing rags and playing this kind of way, I suppose, playing cheap music, those kinds of tunes that were an emulation of plantation music, and it was because of that popularity of that music that the banjo spread out into less urbanized areas like the mountains and so on. And so, I don't know, I like playing in this tuning a lot too, in that C or...
Yeah, it's like G tuning except the fourth is dropped to a C.
So you play in that, it's where they play that Home Sweet Home. And so I think, I don't know, especially these banjos are some of the early manufactured, cheap instruments. I think the banjo before was not for the common man. You know, the early Bacon Days and Fairbanks banjos were very aristocratic instruments. They had mother pearl inlays and beautiful engravings on them and beautiful detailed work. And they were very expensive.
I've seen pictures of ladies in long flowing gowns playing five-string
banjos. And same with the guitar, guitar wasn't a very popular instrument until recently when they started making them cheap.
Any questions for Frank? Yes, in the front row. Re-ask the question so everybody can hear it, which is, how do you visualize the neck? Do you think in terms of melodies, or think of chordal blocks? When you're trying to get around, what do you see as you look at this banjo neck?
It depends, I guess, what tuning I'm playing in. It depends on the tune I'm playing, and one of the things that I play is just a little melody, and I don't really think about where it is on the neck. I just kind of play. I guess with some of these tunings that you can really play chords and you can play the same shapes, and I guess you guys know all that stuff. It's a certain shapes that repeat themselves, and you just kind of end up sitting with the instrument long enough, you find these little patterns and little things, and you kind of realize, oh, well, this is the same as that, it's the same as this, and somewhere you want to play the melody up a little higher, you know what kind of position, you know, you can have a chord or some other note behind it and play that melody. But I don't know, I like to do some funny things sometimes, especially in the G tuning.
Yeah, why don't you play a whole tune here?
You know, where I like to play on the fifth string of. Drag the melody up on just with one finger. I don't know why, I kind of like how it sounds. Or a bit, you know, and then, or I'll play, you know, upstroke it. Bits and pieces of different things.